You're listening to the Post-Apocalyptic Media Podcast. If it's post-apocalyptic, we're talking about it.
Hello, and welcome back to this 88th episode of the Post-Apocalyptic Media Podcast. I'm your host, Sean. I'm the senior editor here at Post-Apocalyptic Media. This week, we have quite a bit to talk about, as I always say, but actually we have three main topics, we'll say. Usually I have a bunch of topics. Well, this time I have three main ones that I want to talk a little bit more extensively about, right? So the first one is The Walking Dead, because as you may know, if you're a Walking Dead fan, it's coming back this Sunday on AMC and AMC Plus. Now this is episode number 17 of season 11, if you're following along at home. October 2nd is when it's coming out. And it's interesting to see this because, you know, the season was broken up into several parts. And this is the last chunk, the final part. And it'll be 8 episodes, 17 through 24. The 24th, episode 24, will be on November 20th. So we have, you know, almost 2 months, about a month and a half of Walking Dead, and then it'll be over. That'll be it. It'll be done for good. So if you're a huge fan, you know, of course you have the spinoffs. Right now we're going through, well, we just did Tales of the Walking Dead, the anthology series, which I've talked about on the show quite a bit. I liked it, but I didn't like all of the episodes, you know, 100%, which is, you know, fair, I guess. That's kind of why those are made like that. So you can find your own, your favorites and stuff like that. But this main season coming back is a pretty big deal. You know, the show's been going on for 11 years, 11 seasons, and there are people who have like grown up, you know what I mean? Like maybe when they were teenagers, they started watching it and now they're like people with jobs and stuff, right? maybe you've gone through high school and college and you've started a career, and you know, it's crazy to think about what all has happened. I mean, I have an 11-year-old daughter. She didn't even exist when the show came out. You know, I mean, she will be 11, and so it's just amazing to me. So actually, what's funny is she will be 11 right after that finale, and so it's kind of crazy. It's like her entire life has been, almost literally, her entire life has been, Walking Dead has been there. So let's talk a little bit about this. So what can we expect from the last 8 episodes of The Walking Dead? If you remember back in April, when episode 16 came out, that was the finale, like the finale of that second part of season 11. And I wrote a little bit about it. I went back because, you know, I'm old. I forget stuff. And so I went back and I read my recap that I wrote back in, let's see, it's April 4th is when I wrote up the recap of season 11, episode 16. It's called Acts of God. And so when I first started reading this, let me just read this first little paragraph that I wrote. Sometimes I read my stuff and I'm like, what? Who wrote that? I said, this one was supposed to be the finale for the second part of season 11, but it didn't feel like a finale to me. I was under the assumption that one of the benefits of breaking a season into 3 parts was the opportunity to have 3 finales, but this one seemed to go in a different direction. And I think that expectation of a finale is what ruined most of the fun for me. Wow, what's this guy's problem, right? I sounded a little angry. I don't know what's going on. April was a great time, you know, springtime, the flowers are blooming, and here I am writing about how angry I am at The Walking Dead. Well, so I went on in the article, and it's, you know, the article is full of spoilers, and I'm going to talk a little bit about those here. So if you haven't seen episode 16, I guess you could fast forward a little bit, but you know, there's a lot of spoilers in this article I wrote up, and I just wanted to catch you up on kind of where we're at, getting up to that point of the, you know, episode 17 that's coming out on Sunday. So Acts of God, right? It's called Acts of God. And they mention it many times. There's things that go on in this episode that are very mysterious, but I think they're laying the groundwork for the last part of season 11. And I think we weren't supposed to know what these meant, like Acts of God, you know, and they show these locusts many times during the episode who fly around and make noise. And, the cast members look up and, the characters are like, what's that? But then they don't really think anything about it. And they never explain what that is. So it makes me think that we're going to see something about this later. Don't know what it is. I mean, is it going to be the plagues? Is it going to, the plagues that are found in like Exodus in the Bible? One of those is locusts. I don't think zombies is one. Actually, it might be. No, I don't know. I don't think zombies is one. But you know, it's interesting to see if they play this kind of into that role, into that avenue of searching, of, exploring that type of thing in the last. I don't know. Personally, I think it'll turn a lot of people off. People get offended by that. But I think it'd be interesting. So what else did we have in this episode 16? We had Maggie, who, she kind of left Hilltop. And she said, this is a quote from her. She says, maybe Hilltop isn't worth saving. And we see actually all of the little straggler communities, settlements are pretty much overrun by Lance and his, I like to call them stormtroopers, the white armored guys. He pretty much goes through and takes over the rest of these, like Hilltop. And I think I don't remember exactly if the Commonwealth, no, I think the Commonwealth is fine, but he goes over and takes all, the like Seaside, was that, man, I am just, I don't remember any of these things. What was it? April, May, June? It was a couple months ago, right? I've slept since then. Lance and his guys basically go and take over these little settlements, and it's kind of sad, right? Because a lot of these we've gotten to know and love, but at the same time, I kind of welcome it. You know what I mean? It was fragmenting into too many different things that we're supposed to care about. You know what I mean? Like when the show started, we had a lot of different people coming together as one. And here we have way more people breaking off into all these separate little settlements. And it's hard to really care about all of those. I don't know. Maybe that's just me, but that's the way I see it. I mean, of course it's cool if you want to, pick your favorites and you can say, well, I like this settlement, I don't like this settlement. And that works, because when you have one settlement and you don't like the people in it, it's going to turn you off to the show completely. So maybe that's kind of what they did. But anyway, so at this point, we see Maggie, she's with Herschel, her son, who's named after her father. And she gets in a fight with Leah, right? Leah's back, right? I mean, we saw her get injured before. Well, now she's back. And so they actually get in a little bit of a fight. And the fight is weird because it's like, I don't know. Like Leah has the best, like she bests her for a minute and then she sits there and explains herself. And then Maggie's able to kind of take control back. But then we see, Leah has Maggie pinned down. She has a knife to her face, and we're like, is this the end of Maggie? No, it's not, because we know there's a spinoff with Maggie and Negan. So we're not really worried about it, but we're wondering, how is this going to end? How is Leah going to, how's Maggie going to get out of this with Leah pointing a knife to her face? Well, then we hear a gunshot and Leah falls to the ground. And who should be the one holding the gun behind her but Daryl? Daryl, the one who was in love with her, and they had a little relationship thing going on a couple seasons ago. And so to see that and to see Daryl kind of, putting the period at the end of that sentence in her chest, basically, it was a little surprising, but I think at the same time it was like, okay, well, that's Daryl. Daryl just wanted to end it. He it shows that he had more dedication to Maggie than to Leah. And a couple times, you know, we were kind of wondering about that, right? But it really shows that that's where his dedication lies. And then we go on and we see more from Pamela Milton being exposed by the other group with Connie and Eugene and Max, and they're trying to expose Pamela Milton because of all the stuff that's been going on with the people she sacrificed. In that one house, you remember they were throwing people down there and the zombies were eating them and for the Commonwealth. So there's that whole thing. They had a paper that came out, like a newspaper, and it said, Pamela Milton is lying to you. And that was interesting. So let's take a look at what we do know, according to the trailers that have come out. So we know that we see Negan, we see Mercer, which I think Mercer's going to probably go more toward, the good guy side. I think he's going to kind of go with them and get away from the craziness of Lance and all that. And then we see what there's one kind of iconic part of a trailer that was released. It was released way back in April, but it shows Daryl picking up Rick's gun. He kind of picks it up and he looks at it, you know, at the side of it and everything. So I don't know what that's supposed to mean. I think it's supposed to be like a hint that Rick's still alive somehow, or that maybe he found this gun somewhere else that has nothing to do with, you know, where Rick disappeared from. I don't know, but it's interesting. I'm sure he's going to do a couple just spectacular headshots with it, because that's what it's Rick's gun actually is the one that does the headshots. It's not Rick. You know, as soon as that gun is in anyone's hand, it's instant headshots. I think that's how it goes. But the trailers look cool. There's a lot of kind of hints that, of course, the good guys are going to come back, right? And they're going to just overthrow the Commonwealth. I mean, Lance, there's a shot of Lance with his face all bloody, and I think he has a bullet in his hand or something, and he says something about, I don't remember, something like there's one way out or more than one way out, something like that. Anyway, so I'm optimistic about it. The table's turning about how we finally, I mean, I'm sure that there will be some downs, you know, in the middle of this last chunk here. But I think at the very end, we're going to see everyone is going to turn out all right. But here's the thing, too. We have to lay the groundwork for the spinoffs. So Daryl's spinoff takes place in France, where he is basically going after variant zombies, which we learned about way back in season one from the doctor at the CDC. He talked about variant undead and walkers and stuff like that. So I think we're going to lay the groundwork for that. I think we're going to lay the groundwork for the Rick and Michonne spinoff. And that's why he's holding that gun. I think they're going to kind of, you know, start the little bud for that, for you know, teasing what's going to happen there. We also have, what else do we have coming up? Oh, we have the Negan and Maggie one, which takes place in New York City, Isle of the Dead, I think it's called. So we have that one. You know, we have several spinoffs that are still coming. And I feel like it's their job at this point to just lay the groundwork for those other spinoffs. And then from there, we can see, you know, how those go, how we like them. I'm anticipating good things. I'm always pretty optimistic about this stuff until I watch it, I guess. but, you know, I'm still pretty optimistic about how the team, you know, the Scott M. Gimble team can get this stuff together and go in the right direction. So we will see about that. But let me know what you think about this. If you're anticipating the last chunk of the season, if you are just done and tired of The Walking Dead and you just don't even care anymore, or, you know, or if you're going to watch the spinoffs or which spinoff you want to watch. I'd be interested to know about that stuff. Actually, you know what I've been thinking, too? This is I'm kind of spitballing this here off of myself on the podcast. But I was thinking about doing something on Twitch. They have watch parties. Now, of course, on Twitch, if you do a watch party, you can't show I don't think you can show the actual thing you're watching because of copyright law. So I'd like to watch the episodes, you know, live and kind of chat with people about what's going on. I think that'd be fun. But I have to look into it. I don't think I can show the actual thing. And it'd be kind of weird just to have the camera on my face while I'm like reacting. You know, I mean, I know that's a thing, but I don't know. Be a little weird. But anyway, let me know what you think if that would be something fun. And if you don't want to comment on this post and you want to have a discussion about this or anything relating to the site or the podcast, you can always go on our Discord, which is always linked in the show notes for all of these episodes. You can go on our Discord and talk to us. We're in there all the time chatting with people about you know, movies and TV shows and all that good stuff. And it's a lot of fun. It's a really great platform for doing stuff like that. So yeah, let me know. Hop on Discord. We can chat about it. And maybe I can do some kind of live stream thing. All right. Next little bit of news. Right now, as of the time you're hearing this, is Wasteland Weekend. I'm very sad that I'm not at Wasteland Weekend. It's I've explained it before on the show, but it's a pretty big undertaking to go across the country, and I'm sure I could fly out there, but I really love taking my vehicles and running those in the parade. That's like 90% of the fun to me is doing that. So if I can't do that, you know, it's, I don't know. But anyway, it's going on right now, Wasteland Weekend. A lot of my friends are there, and I get to live vicariously through them and see, you know, they're talking to each other out there, and we have a group chat, and that's going great. That's a lot of fun. They're taking a lot of pictures, so I get to see how things are going. But we actually made a schedule on the site talking about what's going on, you know, what to expect from Wasteland Weekend. Now, the funny thing is, you don't really have a good signal out there, so I think a lot of people are probably already have their schedules set up and planned and, you know, tattooed on their arm. And they do have a Wasteland event board there that you can go and you can check out at any time and see the schedule. And actually, this post on our site has a picture of that board. It's really cool. They have tribe events and Wasteland official events and all that kind of stuff. So let's look at what they have going on right now. As of the time I'm recording this, which is the 28th, they have the opening ceremony, right? Which is probably, let's see, that'll happen. Well, as of the time I'm recording this, it'll happen in an hour from now, which is pretty crazy. You'll hear this the next day. But so there's the opening event at 7 a.m. Central or mountain time, right? Mountain, or is it, no, specific? Yeah, because it's in California, but it's in the desert, the Mojave Desert. So Pacific time, 7 a.m. 1 p.m. ceremonial opening of the Wasteland gates. That's always fun. They have these drums, they have a whole like a RP event that happens. So sometimes they, like, you know, for Fury Road, kind of celebrate Fury Road, they had a Furiosa. They had a Morton Joe, and they would do that thing. But before that, they would have Humongous, Lord Humongous, kind of do the official announcement for opening the gates, and very, very cool stuff. I don't know what they're planning this year, but it's very cool. And then 7:30 p.m. past midnight, there's several events on the main stage, including the God Bombs. There's a lot of live music. And it's I'm one of those people. I'm kind of an old fuddy-duddy, and I... that's a great word. And I go to bed like early, but also, you know, Pacific time is 3 hours behind, you know, my schedule. So 1 a.m. there, you know, it's like 4 a.m. for me. I'm dead. I'm done. So I would go to bed pretty early. And just the music was so loud and so... it was kind of like this just beat, you know, like a droning beat, like, and I would actually be able to go to sleep no problem with that. It was great. It was just such a rhythmic thing that I just fell right asleep. It was amazing. So that's always fun. I do miss that. But then I was also the person who would wake up super early because I can't sleep past 6 a.m. Eastern. And so that's, you know, it's super early. It's like 3 a.m. Pacific. So I'm I'm waking up when everyone else is literally crashing and going to bed. So I would do a lot of, you know, morning, getting the fire started back up in the camp and all that stuff. It was fun. I like that. I like that alone time in the morning. You know, it's kind of cool. Anyway, getting off tangent here of the schedule. For Thursday, which is when you're going to hear this, there's a lot of stuff going on. There's, you know, RC death races. There's the Jugger match. Jugger is like, what's the name of that movie? They have a dog skull and they it's kind of like a mix between football and rugby. And they run the skull back and forth. There's a whole movie based on it. Blood of Heroes, that's what it was. So they do that every year. And then again, the bands are, you know, incredible bands playing all the time. There's Thunderdome, where people fight in Thunderdome. And then Friday's a car show. That was always my favorite. They have that from 2 to 4 is the judging, the car show and the judging. For that, I'm going to miss that. That was always my favorite part. The cars at Wasteland Weekend are just stuff of legend. Really amazing stuff. And then Saturday, same thing. There's another car cruise at 3:30. There's a costume contest at 6:30. There's a swimsuit contest at noon on Saturday. Saturday is like the big day, right? There's an archery range. Actually, the archery range is open every day. But the archery tournament happens on Saturday. It's really cool, all the stuff that goes on. And then of course we have Sunday. They actually have a worship service, like a sermon on the glory of the Adam with Brother Justify at the city gates. And they do that in the morning. It's not really religious. Well, it is religious, but it's not like a specific religion. It's not, you know, it's not Christian and they're kind of playing into it as a post-apocalyptic thing where, like, you know, traditions are gone and there's like new traditions. That's kind of how they play that. But it's very cool. Very cool to see. It's kind of somber, you know, the last day, everyone's cleaning up and then they have this sermon. So it's very cool. I'm excited to see, you know, the fact that it's going on right now while I'm recording this, I'm excited to see what my friends are talking about with it. I'm excited to see the videos and the pictures and, oh man, so much great stuff from that every year. So yeah, if you missed it this year, if you're just learning about Wasteland Weekend, hopefully enlightened you a little bit on what goes on there. It's just a tad, you know, I mean, there's so much stuff going on. You cannot possibly see it all. There's no way, because there's so many events going on at the same time. But you can hop around from tent to tent around the main city part, and you can hop in and see part of a movie that they're showing. They have a projector, an old time projector that they're showing movies on. You can hop in and you can watch some of the betting and the gambling that goes on. You can go into an RP event where there's the people and there's like a underlord and it's the whole thing. So there's a lot going on there, and you can hop in and out of any of these at any time. You can join in. Very, very cool. Or you could do like I usually do and just kind of watch from the sidelines, which works really well. One thing about Wasteland Weekend is this year prices have increased. This year they were $3.95. But if you think about it, they added an extra day, I think last year or the year before, or 2 years before. They added an extra day, so it's now like a five-day event. So that, you know, that's part of the cost, but also everything has gone up. The price of everything has gone up. So it's just it gets more and more expensive. I imagine next year it'll probably go up again. It seems to go up every year. Everything keeps going up. So be ready for that. If you want to go next year, start planning now, start saving now, right? Very, very cool though. It's a once in a lifetime event if you don't live near it. But if you do, if I lived in California, I'd be going to that every year. That is for sure. All right. Well, let's get into this last little bit here. I wanted to talk about the YouTube roundup that I wrote on Wednesday. So this is always my kind of collection of what's going on YouTube, right? It's kind of a thing that's from short films. There's a lot of gameplay videos. And this particular roundup is no exception. There are a lot of short films in this one. We have, there's one called The Outlaw Brewery, which is a 13 minute little short film about a guy who's in the apocalypse and he's trying to, brew beer. It's very important in the apocalypse. And then we have one called 2041, which is a short film. It's a very dark film. I mean, literally dark, like you can hardly see anything. And then there's one really interesting one. I thought this isn't a film, but it's an episode from a series called Wilderness Survival. And this is called How Long Will You Last in the Zombie Apocalypse? It's a relatively not popular channel. And I'm not saying it in a bad way. It's kind of surprising. Like, I think they have like 20 subscribers, but it's really well done video. So brings up some good points. So I put that in there. I put the short films in there. There's also one about hunger and famine at the end of the world, which is kind of like a video essay, bringing up some good points. So if you're in kind of more of the theory crafting, part of this, definitely interesting. There's another video on weapons in the apocalypse, and this is from a writer's point of view. This is a channel that's always talking about, his name is Dan Hook, and he always talks about, like world building and stuff in post-apocalyptic worlds, which is super, super interesting stuff. And so this one, he's talking about weapons, weapons in the apocalypse. But the main video I wanted to talk about in this is The Last of Us Season 1 trailer. So The Last of Us, Pedro Pascal, Bella Ramsey, they are, Joel and Ellie, and they're playing those characters in the HBO original series Last of Us. This is something that's been highly anticipated for a long time. I think a lot of people are really excited about this. Now, I have, personally, I have never played the games because I don't have a PlayStation. I'm like more of a PC / Xbox guy. And, but it looks really good. I think the game itself has always looked good to me, right? There's no denying that. It wins awards. Last of Us 2, tons of awards. I think it had like near perfect score from all the major critics, right? So it has a good foundation for this show. But as we've seen in the past, that doesn't always mean everything. Sometimes it means nothing. You can have the best game in the world, and the show itself or the movie itself can really mess things up. Well, I think from what I've seen from this, I think they're really doing it justice. I think that it looks incredible. I think the action, I mean, it's a trailer. It's a minute and 49 second trailer. It's a teaser trailer. So it doesn't have everything. But I think that from what I've seen, it looks really, really good. It looks like something that I'm excited to approach as an outsider, basically. I'm not a fan of the game. I never played the game. So that's why I feel like I'm coming to it as this is a new series that's about a post-apocalyptic event. And, Joel is trying to save Ellie, and this is how it goes. And I can't wait to see it. And that's it. What I mean? I'm not going to sit there and be like, oh, this character, his nose is different than the character in the game, or, hair color is different. I'm not going to be like that. And I think it's a refreshing approach, maybe. I think that's kind of something I'm really excited about. I'm excited about seeing it for that reason alone. It just looks like a good post-apocalyptic show. Of course, knowing me, I love a good set of, tire armor and metal spikes and a car with fire breathing out of it, right? I love that kind of apocalypse. But at the same time, this looks like more of a realistic apocalypse. It shows a lot of action. I mean, I'm a big fan of Pedro Pascal anyway. And what's funny about him is he's always like saving, a child, it seems like. Like, okay, so Mandalorian, right? He's Mando. Baby Yoda, he's saving. Not actually Baby Yoda, I understand, but you know what I'm saying. And here he's saving Ellie, who's not his daughter. It's from what I understand, I've read about it. I've written a lot about this. I haven't played the game, but so he's saving this girl, Ellie. And then what was that other movie? There was a movie, Prospect. Oh, that was such a great movie. He saved the main character in that, or the one of the main characters in that. So he kind of does this. I mean, he was in Game of Thrones. Kind of doing that. But he's a great character for that. You know what I mean? He's just a great actor. And like Mandalorian really kind of cemented that too. So we'll see how this goes in Last of Us with Pedro Pascal. Bella Ramsey, of course, was also in Game of Thrones. She played Lyanna, something like that. I forgot what her name was. She was the young queen of the Mormonts, and just a great, great role. She was such a badass in that show. It's exciting to see kind of how this goes. And Nick Offerman, the guy who Ron Swanson, yes. His name escaped me for a second there. Ron Swanson from Parks and Rec is in this too. I'm a big Ron. I mean, I model my life after Ron Swanson, right? that's how it goes. It's kind of a mix between Ron Swanson and Michael Scott. It's kind of how that's my life right there. So I'm a big fan of Nick Offerman. I think that his role in here looks interesting. Basically, they show him with long hair and a shotgun. Which, you know, I never thought I'd see him with a shotgun, but it looks interesting. It's like a great, great trailer, and it's in this roundup, this YouTube roundup. Definitely check it out. Very cool. All right. Now, aside from that, what else do we have on the site, you might ask? Well, a lot of coverage of The Handmaid's Tale Season 5. We're up to Episode 4 now. Well, Episode 4... talking about it coming up, actually. But as far as recaps, it's Episode 3. Alone, Frozen, up to Episode 7 on the recap and review on that. We have more on Made in Abyss, more on Chainsaw Man Season 1. Just a lot of great stuff, right? There's actually some... Stephanie's been writing some deeper articles about Handmaid's Tale, too. She's been really getting into that. So... great coverage. We don't have a ton of stuff going on right now. It's kind of like the calm before the storm with fall, you know, stuff, especially The Walking Dead. So you can bet next week, next podcast, I'm going to have a lot to say about Walking Dead. Good or bad, I'm going to have a lot to say. So, you know, just anticipate that or something. All right. Well, I want to thank everyone for listening to this. Be sure to check us out on social media. We have all of the social medias, and so look for that, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, all that good stuff. Look us up. A lot of that is linked in the show notes for today. Again, go on our Discord, chat with us, you know, do the thing where you can talk to me with the @ and say Sean, and then you can talk to me and throw me a note, whatever it is. Let me know you listen to the podcast. I want to thank everyone again, and I think that's probably about it. So until next time, be sure to stay alive out there and always be ready for the big one. Bye-bye.